Laura Bush spoke at a fast-growing temporary services firm in the Milwaukee suburb of Grafton. The company, Seek Incorporated, is run by a woman. The First Lady says in the current White House, the key foreign and domestic policy advisors are women.
This means that in the White House, women are in charge of everything abroad and everything at home, which sounds just about right to me.
The First Lady says the number of women-owned businesses across the U.S. is growing. She says the President's tax cuts and other changes have helped all business owners.
We've been through a lot, from recession to terror attacks to corporate scandals. But our economy remains the strongest in the world, thanks to America's small businesses and the President's commitment to tax relief.
Mrs. Bush says if her husband George is reelected, he'll do more for business, including ending what she calls junk liability lawsuits. But Democrats say many firms are not faring well under the current administration. Stephanie Findlay owns Fast and Accurate Business Solutions in Milwaukee.
Actually, I just finished doing my taxes a few months ago, and I can tell you that I have not benefited from any of the tax cuts because, as a business owner and a minority business owner, I am not in the $300,000 bracket.
After the speech in Grafton, several women in the largely female, invitation-only audience praised the First Lady. But Anne Wagner, vice president of a company in Port Washington, says she still only likes part of the Republican Party's platform.
I like their fiscal conservatism and responsibility. On the other hand, I'm in favor of stem cell research and women's right to choose. So I'm, sort of in a bit of a dilemma right now.
The First Lady did not mention abortion rights or stem cells in Grafton. Earlier this week in Michigan, she promoted her husband's more conservative approach to embryonic stem cell research. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.